Welcome to Championship Circle on this lovely Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all the women out there. Men, I hope y'all on y'all A game, because you know they're going to be looking for something. Don't get them there and see where you be sleeping at tonight. But all in all, hope y'all enjoying y'all Friday. It's All-Star Weekend in Chicago. You know it's deep down there right now. The ballers out there. Valentine's Day, Friday. The women in Chicago looking for a baller. You know how it go. It's All-Star Weekend. But last night we had two good games. We won number two games on the schedule last night for the NBA. But it were two good ones. The Thunder beat the Pelicans 123-118. But the headline of that game was Zion Williamson. Zion been in beast mode since he been back. Last night, he continued his rookie debut with 32 points last night. Like, the guy making it look easy right now is scary. The way he can move down court to be his size. The guy be throwing, when I say he blocked shots, he put the B in block. This guy be throwing it, blocking it to the stands. Monster blocks. Like a gorilla, man. Like, this guy, like, I'm not going to compare him to LeBron James talent-wise, but his body stature, the way he uses his body, it's like LeBron. Like, he bullies his way to the hole. Like, if he coming full speed down the lane, you got two choices. Either move out the way or get dunked on. You got two choices. But Zion coming back, everybody thought Ja Morant was the clear favorite to win Rookie of the Year. But I think Zion got something to say about that. He coming fast, and I think he going to catch Ja. But I like Ja. I like both of them. I like both of them. You know, I ain't like Zion when he was with Duke, because he was with Duke. But now that he in the NBA, man, the guy, human highlight reel, man. Like, he entertaining to watch. And he making the Pelicans must-see TV. Like, him, Lonzo Ball, Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram. Like, they got a young team down there. Josh Hart. Them boys been balling, man. And they entertaining to watch. But, like I said, it was a good game. But the Thunder, I think they like the surprise right now. They the Cinderella team of the NBA. Because once Paul George and Westbrook left, everybody thought that was the end of the Thunder. Especially when they got Chris Paul. When they got Chris Paul at the beginning, everybody was saying that Thunder going to use him for trade bait. He ain't going to be there long. Chris Paul washed up. Man, Chris Paul is balling down there. Like, he done put the Thunder on his back. He being the veteran that they need with that young team. Right now, they in six in the West. Big surprise. All-Star break in the Thunder is number six in the West. But Chris Paul, I had asked a question on Facebook. Was Chris Paul a Hall of Famer? Yes, he is. Chris Paul had done enough in his career to say he is a Hall of Famer. So, Chris Paul, keep doing your thing down there, man. Down there with the Thunder. Everybody had counted you out, man. I like how you proving them wrong. I like how you proving them wrong. But the second game was between the Celtics and the Clippers. That was a good game. Winning double overtime. Celtics won 141 to 133. Yeah, Clippers, they slipping. Boston was my team that I picked at the beginning of the season to come out of the East. And I'm sticking with it. I think Kyrie kind of held that team back. So when they got Kemba, the chemistry just, it was perfect. Like, that was the piece they needed, was Kemba. But they beat the Clippers last night. Tatum scored 39, and Lou Williams had 35 off the bench. Lou Williams, that guy, he's like the perfect six man. Like, you can't get no better than Lou Williams. Lou Williams can been coming off the bench his whole career, dropping about 25 points a game. His whole career been coming off the bench. But he can actually start for a lot of teams. But like I said, the Clippers, right now, they don't look like the team to beat in the West. Like, with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and that lineup they got, you would have thought, like, they is third in the West. They is that. Not taking nothing from them. But maybe they'll pick it up second half, but the way they've been playing the first half, this up and down season they had, boy, if they go into the playoff playing like that, they might not face the Lakers. Cause a team like Denver or Houston or even a healthy Dallas Mavericks team are pushing to the limit. So we're gonna see what the Clippers about the second half, cause they got too much talent down there. They got too much talent down there. I think they'll get it together second half, make that late push, and they might can catch the Lakers. Because the Lakers, you can't count them out. And I ain't saying that as a Lakers team. I'm saying that about LeBron. LeBron on any team is an instant contender. Instant contender. So by LeBron going to the Lakers, then they went and got AD. They kind of guaranteed them a shot at the championship just by LeBron. I mean, that's how much LeBron means to a team. He changes the whole scenario. So I think the Clippers gonna get it together, though. It's gonna be a good playoff in the West, though, cause the team's tough in the West, man. There's some tough teams in the West. But like I said, it's All-Star Weekend. I love All-Star Weekend, man. And it's thing about All-Star Weekend, you know, the NBA players, they get a break. Get a break from playing ball. But some of them still in the All-Star events. Like this weekend, starting tonight, y'all tune in. Got the celebrity game at 6 p.m. on ESPN. I know Stephen A. Smith coaching one of the teams, so that should be interesting right there. Watching Stephen A. coach a basketball team after all the coaches he done drug and done bashed on First Take. So we're going to see what you can do, Stephen A., since you got all the answers of how a team should look. We're going to see tonight. But got a rising star game. Make sure you tune into that. That's going to be must-see TV. 9 o'clock p.m. on TNT. And when I said the rising star game going to be must-see TV, just listen to some of the main attractions that going to play in the game. You got on the world, you got names like DeAndre Ayton from the Suns, Luka Doncic, my boy from the Mavs, RJ Barrett from the Knicks, Gilius Alexander from the Thunder, Brandon Clark from the Grizzlies. Then on the USA, you got names like Zion, Ja Morant, Colin Sexton, Jaren Jackson Jr., Kendrick Nunn, Trey Young. Man, that's a lineup right there. That ain't nothing but highlights. Like, I can see Trey Young, Ja Morant, Colin Sexton, Alice, off the backboard, bounce pass Alice, Zion flying this way, Ja Morant flying this way. This is going to be entertaining right here. This might be the best rising star game they ever had. No lie. No lie. I'm going to tune in. 9 o'clock TNT. Make sure y'all tune in to that. But then we got the dunk contest. No, you can't have All-Star Weekend without a good dunk contest. Aaron Gordon, he back. He back in the dunk contest. Aaron Gordon, Pat Connaughton from the Bucks. Yeah. Pat from the Bucks is in the dunk contest. So we're going to see, can white guys jump? We gonna see. But Pat Covington, I done seen him get a couple of in-game dunks now, but no, that dunk contest is a whole different story. You can be one of the best in-game dunkers, but when you enter that dunk contest and you get in front of that crowd and you got to be creative, I done seen a lot of them choke. Dwight Howard is in the dunk contest. Why? I do not know. Maybe he got in there to keep his name alive. I don't know. Dwight Howard is back in the dunk contest. Even when he was in the dunk contest, y'all remember, Dwight Howard was in the dunk contest. Superman in the booth. He came out of the booth in a Superman outfit and threw the ball. He ain't dunk it. He threw the ball in the rim. Yeah, that's what he did. But Dwight back in dunk contest. Don't know what he going to do. Should be interesting to see what Dwight Howard going to bring to the 2020 dunk contest. Then you got Derrick Jones Jr. from the Heat. This guy got springs. When I said this guy can jump out the gym, this guy, the ceiling is the roof. The ceiling is the roof for Derrick Jones Jr. I think it's going to be between him and Aaron Gordon. Think Aaron Gordon going to take it again. Yeah, I think Aaron Gordon going to get creative. So that's my pick. I'm going with Aaron Gordon. But I do think Derrick Jones going to come out with a couple of surprises. But y'all tune in to that. That's dunk contest, three-point contest, and the skill contest. All that going to be Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. on TNT. But I'm going to take a little break. When I come back, I tell you who I think gonna win the other events in All-Star Weekend. The three-point contest, the contestants that's in there is David Bardens from the Wizards, Devontae Graham from the Hornets. Devontae Graham, he's somebody to look out for, up and coming. He having a breakout season this year for the Hornets. And he's from Raleigh, North Carolina. So, Devontae, keep balling out, man. I see you. I see you out there. Devontae Graham from the Hornets. Joe Harris from the Nets. Buddy Hield from the Kings. Kings better play Buddy Hield like he want to be played. Because right now he getting frustrated about his role with the Kings, and Buddy Hield having a career season this year. A career season. So in the 3-point contest, Buddy Hield, Zach LaVine, he having another. That's another one having a career season this year. Zach LaVine went six straight games dropping 28 or more points. Zach LaVine been lighting it up this year. So Zach LaVine from the Bulls, Duncan Robinson from the Heat, and Trae Young. Trae Young from the Hawks in the 3-point contest. So you ask me, who do I think will win the 3-point contest? Okay. Devin Booker, I didn't say him. Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns was a late addition because Damian Leonard, he was in it, but he got hurt. So Devin Booker replacing him. But I do think it's going to come down between Devin Booker and Trae Young. This year, I heard they adding a three-point ball. Because, you know, they already had a money ball worth two. Now they adding a three-point ball. So, all I'm saying is Trae Young in a three-point contest. That's like Steph Curry in a three-point contest. I can't bet against him. I can't bet against him. Because Trae Young, he just a copy and paste of Steph Curry. Like, this guy got the green light to pass half court and let it go. Don't too many players get the green light to shoot it soon they get cross half court. But Trae Young, he got the range. He got the accuracy to hit it. He got the green light. Green light go. So I'm going with Trae Young winning this 3-point contest. But I do think it's going to come down to Booker and Young to win it. So then you got the skill contest. You got Bam Adebayo from the Heat, Pat Beverly from the Clippers, Spencer Dinwiddie from the Nets, Gilius Alexander from the Thunder, Chris Middleton from the Bucks, Domantas Sabonis from the Pacers, and Pascal Siakam from the Raptors, and Jason Tatum from the Celtics. Skill contest, let me see. Jason Tatum, I think he might win this one. I get the Jason Tatum in the skill contest. I think Pat Beverly won it last year, I want to say, or year before last. Patrick Beverly won it. But I think it'll be between Jason Tatum and Pascal Siakam. I think it'll come down to them two, and Jason Tatum will win it. So I think I'm going to go with Jason Tatum in a skill contest called Jason Tatum Do Got Skills. Jason Tatum, another young talent that making a name for himself. He making a name for himself. He gonna be a star. He just had the that Kyrie thing just won't clicking. But now that Kyrie gone, Tatum coming to his own, Jaylen Brown, like Boston that team right now. So as we talk about the All-Star game, you know you got to talk about Kobe Bryant. So this All-Star game, they're going to tribute to Kobe, Gigi, and the other victims with the number 24 represented by Team Giannis and the number 2 represented by Team LeBron. That's cool right there, man. That's a lot of respect right there. It will also, the jerseys will also have memorial patches for the 9 victims and a black band for David Stern. So, the NBA, man, you get a lot of respect for that. Kobe just respected, period. So, it's right to honor him in this All-Star game. It's only right. And the thing about Kobe is, Kobe Bryant was an All-Star. He was an All-Star. Used to love seeing Kobe play in the All-Star games, because you already knew that he was going to have some highlights, no matter what. Even in his farewell tour All-Star game appearance, they just kept feeding Kobe the ball, letting Kobe shoot it. But because it's Kobe Bryant, man. The one, it's going to only be one Kobe Bryant. He a legend. He a legend. He going down as a legend. But one of my best, I'm telling y'all, one of my best Kobe All-Star, one of his best, I'm going to say one of his best games as an All-Star in the All-Star game. But my best memory of Kobe in the All-Star got to be back in 2009 in Phoenix. They had the All-Star game in Phoenix in 2009. You know, Shaq and Kobe weren't on good terms or whatever. No, Shaq had just won the championship against my Mavs. Yeah, Shaq got a ring. So he was coming off of that or whatever. And All-Star game. No, Shaq was playing for Phoenix then. So Shaq, Kobe, same team. Cause he got traded to Phoenix. So both of them was on the West. Teamed up one last time. Kobe had 27 points, 4 steals, and Shaq came off the bench, had 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Them two showed off that game. Like, that's when it looked like they reconnected at their All-Star game. And they won co-MVPs. So they gave it to both of them. They shared MVP awards. So I think that was a good moment in the All-Star game. Like, they should show that during the All-Star game. Like, them clips, them highlight clips of that 2009 All-Star game with Shaq and Kobe won co-MVPs. I wish I had Adam Silver phone number. I sure would call them and be like, yo, play that clip of Kobe and Shaq. Now if y'all see them play that Sunday at the All-Star game, y'all already know they listen to me. They hear me say it. That was my idea. But play the clip of Shaq and Kobe in the All-Star game, 2009 All-Star game. I think that'll be cool, man. But like I said, All-Star weekend, full of excitement, full of fun. I'm going to be tuned in. Damian Leonard, no. They said he hurt. He out for 1 to 2 weeks. But Dame Dollar, that's what he go by. That's his rapper name. Dame Dollar said he's still planning to perform at All-Star Weekend. So, Dame gonna light the stage up with his music. And Dame got some pretty good music too, man. Dame, he actually can rap. Now, a lot of athletes want to be rappers. And they said rappers want to be athletes. But they don't. That's why they rap and don't play ball, some of them. But Dame can rap. Y'all go give him a try. Damian Leonard, I think he got 2 or 3 albums out. But he do get a lot of support from, you know, the hip-hop world. Think he got a song now with Pusha T. So y'all go check that out. And the All-Star weekend, it just full of fun, man. Full of fun. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to be tuned in. I'm going to tune in. Tonight, starting tonight, I don't really be caring for the All-Star game. Like, I don't know. I know Kevin Hart, I don't know he playing no more. I think he retired from the All-Star game. But Kevin Hart did keep it funny, though. But I might check it out for a little entertainment, see what's going on with Stephen A. See, can he coach? See, can he back up what he taught? Yeah, I'm talking about you, Stephen A. Let me see what you got tonight. But that Rising Star game, I'm telling y'all, if you're not going to be in front of the TV to watch it, record it. Record it. Because it gonna be entertaining. Trust me, I guarantee it'll be entertaining. All-Star Weekend 2020 in Chicago. Got to love it. Got to love it. Sunday, 8 o'clock, TNT All-Star Game. I'm rolling with Team LeBron. Got to. Team LeBron got all the heavy hitters. I don't know what Giannis was thinking about, but he let LeBron get all the superstars. I mean, LeBron loaded. James Harden, Luka, Westbrook. I mean, he loaded. Anthony Davis. Yeah, that's a loaded team. Then you got Giannis, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Jokic, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum. I mean, that's Team LeBron. That's Team LeBron, I meant. Westbrook, Tatum, Sabonis, Ben Simmons, Jokic, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, then the reserves, starters, LeBron, Doncic, Luka, Kawhi, James Harden, Anthony Davis. Then you got Giannis, who coached by Nick Nurse, Team LeBron coached by Frank Vogt. But Giannis, I don't know what Giannis was thinking, man. Giannis wasn't thinking. He couldn't have been. But he got Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Kemba Walker, Trae Young. Then he got Bam on the bench, Brandon Ingram, Donovan Mitchell, Jimmy Butler, Rudy Gobert, Kyle Lowry, and Chris Middleton. He got some average guys against some superstars. That's what it looked like. But we'll see. It's all for fun. All-Star Weekend. Check it out. But this been another episode of Championship Circle. Catch me on Spotify, iTunes, RTLSportsNetwork.com, and any other sports and media platforms. Championship Circle. Enjoy All-Star Weekend. I'm out.